Stupefy!
Redacto!
Wingardium Leviosa!
Wingardium Match!
Wait, what?
Yeah, that didn't really matter.
Hey guys, and welcome to episode 7 of the Fazby and Jazz podcast. I am Jazz.
And I am Fazby.
We are so sorry we couldn't upload last week because I was out on vacation and of course Michelle doesn't work at all. He won't do anything.
I'm trying to get myself into a good college right now, please.
So am I, but I did the work, right?
You did a work.
The work. Anyways, on today's podcast, we will be talking about generic Gujarati things, the ICC Champions Trophy, and to end it all, we have Harold Potter. Let's dive right in. So last week, I went out with my parents for a road trip to Gujarat, and it was beautiful. We stopped at all these villages, stopped at all these beautiful places like Nargol, Udwada, Navsari. We also went to Daman, Diu. Then we went to the Union Territory of Dadra and Nagar Haveli, Silvassa, all these beautiful places. It was such a beautiful experience. And I stayed in a villa, bro. I stayed in a villa. And it was huge. It was like 6 acres of orchards behind the villa and king size road. And things like that.
I'm just poor. I remember going last year to Bangalore for vacation. This year I haven't gone anywhere, but I remember going to Bangalore last year. It's quite a refreshing change, you know, from the air of Bombay. It's not bad.
Like Gujarat, because Gujarat has Gujaratis.
And you can breathe in a bit of Gujarat.
Also that.
Anywhere outside Bombay is a nice, once in a while, it's a good change of air for you as a person. You feel very refreshed to see a new dimension of the country. And speaking about Gujarat, you cannot not talk about Gujaratis. What is it about Gujaratis that make them so unique?
I'll tell you. So I've been in Gujarat the whole last week. Okay. So I know a lot about the people over there.
Like, were any of your ex-girlfriends Gujaratis?
No, thankful. So Gujarati people, they're very, very, very typical.
Oh.
They're very typical.
Oh.
Very typical. Matlab, they will wake up in the morning and they'll eat some nice breakfast, heavy.
They will shave everything on their face except the mustache. The boys.
And you know, it's not like people always exaggerate that Gujaratis eat dhokla and tepla, because they really do.
That's
every morning.
They love it. Like how you guys make fun of me for being a Bengali and that I eat too many. I don't eat too many sweets. It's just that you guys think I eat a lot of sweets. But yeah.
We don't generalize you as Bengali eating too many sweets. We generalize you as a human eating. Eating too much food.
But still, you expect a Gujarati to eat
one
stuff
thing
like
that. I observed with the Gujaratis
khandwa, thepla
food is that
lots of haldi, yellow,
wo sab chhod. One thing will always be there in their food, that is theplas and chundo.
What is chundo?
Like currently the Gujarat
is that aam ka
wo. Yeah! Currently the Gujarat,
I just realized that
the Gujaratis listening to this podcast right now must literally be laughing when I say that everybody has thepla and chudo.
But that way, I remember in our school days there were Gujaratis who would bring thepla with everything.
Think about thepla and chudo everywhere.
Mama, breakfast mein kya hai?
Thepla and chudo.
Beta, score kitna aaya?
Thepla and chudo.
Beta, ghar khabaoge?
Thepla and chudo.
Wake up in the morning, and this is like the stereotypical Gujarati, mind you. Have a bath very early and oil, hair oil, and that famous parting on the side.
Every time.
On one side, pure, there's a line, you know, it looks like a border, country border. That little scalp you can see is neutral land. No
you
one
can
has,
swipe a credit card
yeah,
in between.
His mouth will throw out money since they're so rich, Gujarati. And then the food, oh my god, the way Gujaratis present their food. I remember in our school days when the Gujarati kids would bring food, it would be so meticulously set. For example, me or Jashank, if you bring a tiffin, right, we max to max the tiffin would have two levels, and by levels I mean on there's just one parting. On top you have the food you'll eat in the short break, and the bottom you'll have the food you eat in the long break. Or you can be terribly bad and just put everything in one box and eat whatever you can whenever you want. But Gujarati people, their food is so meticulously set. Burj Khalifa, Kutub Minar, everything coming out of their bags, proper tiffin bag. On the top of Burj Khalifa would be the sabji,
helipad.
Helipad. In the middle would be the dal. Then below that would be
Some bhaji, roti. Three things they would get.
And they would sit quietly half an hour, take their time, their own sweet time, and relish their food.
Besi ne khawanu. Bacche koi nahi aave. Dude, even the businessmen.
Then toilet jawanu.
Even the businessmen in Mumbai who are Gujaratis, if you cannot disturb them when they're eating, and they will not get up at all.
Food is a
all
very.
All business is out.
Because all business is going in.
Although we make a lot of fun about Gujaratis, they are a very, very beautiful part of our community. They are very giving, they're very friendly, and you know, you always have a lot of fun when you're around Gujaratis. Like, they might be loud, but they're the fun kind of loud. Hey, su kare che! So someone will fart.
So kare che! So yeah.
And we also hope that everyone eats thepla and shundo!
Disclaimer: the following segment was recorded pre-India's loss against Pakistan in the Champions Trophy finals.
Kashmir is ours again! We won Kashmir!
Is there a Kashmir cricket team?
No, we beat Pakistan! Kashmir is ours again!
Kashmir hamara hi tha pagal!
No! We beat them at the line of control!
But to be honest, although the India-Pakistan match is always, you know,
it's
a lot of energy.
It's meant to be.
The whole country is watching that match. This time I didn't feel it was that much fun.
I don't know. I think both the teams have changed quite a bit, because like earlier when we used to think of India-Pakistan games, there were these battles we would look forward to. Like Shoaib Akhtar versus Sachin Tendulkar was the one thing every Indian fan and Pakistan fan wanted to see on TV or live. Then you'd have the captains, you'd have Saurav Ganguly versus Inzamam Ul Haq. And obviously the whole India-Pakistan rivalry itself is such a melting pot of just, I don't know, so many different things. And it's so much of, you know, you become very, very energetic, very mesmerized by the whole concept of an India-Pakistan game. But this year, for some reason, it just didn't feel the same. Although the ground was full of people.
It's back to
people. Yeah. And Sudhir, I think his name, if I'm not wrong, Sudhir, that the Indian fan, Sachin's biggest fan. He was there again.
Miss you, Sachin,
right. And imagine, the fans are so dedicated to the country that Sudhir himself, it is cold in England, mind you. It is very cold right now in England. He was there with no clothes on him except a pant.
Plus it was raining.
Yeah.
That was another
all
thing.
He had was paint on his body and the Indian flag. And it's very nice to think of that. But
see, to be honest, you know, this time's match I thought was not that high octane and, you know, high intensity, because India-Pakistan means, you know, some war has to happen.
It's almost like there were no recognizable players.
I know, all the players were all new.
Different, yeah. And like the Indian teams, we Indians, obviously we know the Indian team, but even the Pakistan team, at one point you knew the players, you know, players like Shahid Afridi, Shoaib Malik. Shoaib Malik still playing, but there were literally only two players, not even Kamran Akmal and Umar Akmal.
But then
brothers.
They have to go on with the new team, right? They will eventually.
Right. They'll come good, but you know, they're not bad though. They reached the semi-finals.
Retire. You know what is going to happen next? I think the Australian team is going to have a problem with their new players, because all their old players are done. Yeah, dude.
India-Pakistan was an okay game at best. It was nothing to get so like.
Moreover, the rain was the.
Yeah, it was quite damp. No,
yeah,
spirit.
Like
yeah.
Every half an hour there's some rain coming. मैं तेरा गेम नहीं खेलने देगा करके यू पी ऑन द होल फील्ड
लाइक
क्लाउड आ रहा है अभी तुम लोगों को खेलने नहीं देगा मैं हड़बड़ से. But if you had to choose one team that would win this whole tournament, whom would you think it would be?
Chennai Super Kings.
तुम कौन से साल में जी रहे हो? 2017.
Jokes apart, I think it will be England. And England, because they look like a team, they look like a solid team. They have Ben Stokes, they have Chris Wood, they have some excellent batsmen. They have Joe Root, they have Josh Butler. And although India looks like a strong team, England is more suited to playing in English conditions, right? So they'll probably know a little more about how.
I don't understand why they kept this whole tournament in England. Like,
yeah,
didn't they check the weather?
It's a wrong time to play cricket in England right now. But nevertheless, you can't. There are certain things you can't avoid now. That being said, I think England has a really good
bleed blue.
I don't know if we're in 2017.
So we're gonna win.
I don't know if in 2017 or 1947, honestly, because like it's Pakistan, India and Bangladesh and England. And if England end up winning, it's almost like England defeated everyone again. It's more like 1947.
But if India or any of these three countries defeats, koi humse jeet na paave, chale chalo, chale. Kya kar rahe? The Harry Potter universe! People love it, people go crazy about it. Fantastic Beasts and How to Find Them.
Where?
People went crazy. I myself, being a big Harry Potter fan, went crazy about the movie. By the way, I made wands out of wood just because I was so excited for the movie. And they were beautiful. And, you can check them out on my Instagram.
And when you tried using them?
I did try, but they didn't work. Maybe I didn't put a core in them.
All
that's the thing.
They might have attracted is a pigeon.
No. The thing is, I didn't put a core in them. But today we will be talking about Harry Potter fan theories, which are extremely believable. Roshan is not a big Harry Potter buff, but
I've seen the movies.
He's seen the movies.
I've read a couple of the books.
Yeah, couple of the books. Slap him.
So what, man?
Slap him.
Do you read Dan Brown? Have you watched the movies? No.
I don't care, Harry Potter.
Neither do I.
The first theory is, okay, I don't know if people have heard this or not, but Dumbledore has Horcruxes. Now, a Horcrux is basically an object in which put your soul into that object. But when you create Horcruxes, you become less than a man.
That's not true.
Yes, that is.
That's not true.
Voldemort had 7 Horcruxes. Including Tom Riddle's diary.
2 of his nostrils.
Shut up. What?
Yeah.
His nose. Dumbledore's wand was one of his Horcruxes.
Why didn't he have a nose, man? Then when the rock said, if you can smell
the rock, it's cooking.
Voldemort said, I can't smell anything.
Doesn't matter. Harry was one of these Horcruxes. That is why in the end...
I know that part. That part I know because I've seen Deathly Hallows Part 2. So like I understand
so,
the whole...
So Dumbledore, the theory says that Dumbledore in the past, he's guilty of himself killing his sister. Right. And although nobody knows who killed his sister, he still is guilty that he killed his sister.
I think Hedwig killed her.
Hedwig?
Or that...
Hedwig came way after this.
No, or that...
What?
Or that fat boy.
Dudley.
The fat Dudley.
Yeah.
He killed her. He sat on her and she got winded.
The second theory is that Rita Skeeter, the journalist in the Harry Potter universe, is actually J.K. Rowling in the Muggle universe. So a lot of people believe this theory because nobody can have such a deep envision of a universe which is so believable. So believable.
I don't know about this.
Think about it. So they say that Rita Skeeter's articles were very fabricated and the Ministry of Magic did not like her articles, so they banished her. So she started living in the Muggle world.
That is... She's not Rita Skeeter. She's Arnab Goswami.
Shut up. And then she started living in the Muggle world and writing about all these beautiful things about the magic world.
That's not true.
That is. Who told you it is not?
That's not true. That's not true.
I'm very sure J.K. Rowling is Rita Skeeter.
Arnab Goswami.
Rita Skeeter. You guys remember that scene, right? From... The Goblet of Fire, where she takes Harry to the side to ask him how he got selected. Although there were only 3 champions selected for the Triwizard Tournament, Harry was the 4th and he was underage.
Because he gave them money for a seat. It is not Goblet of Fire, it is Mumbai
University. If they make an Indian version,
Mumbai University College.
The Goblet of Fire will only suffice.
Donation. 15 lakh donation, do fir seat milega.
They're like, tera naam thukunga main. Now the third theory is quite intriguing. It's about Petunia Dursley, the lady at whose place Harry stays, right? Dudley Dursley, husband. Petunia Dursley, Lily Potter's sister.
Yeah, but she's Dudley. Why Dursley? Where did Dursley come from?
Petunia Dursley, that's her last name. What are you saying?
Dudley, no? The fat guy was Dudley.
Yeah, his mother.
So why will his mother have Dursley as a surname?
Because she changed her surname.
Affidavit.
Kaisa pagal hai. But anyways, the theory says that Petunia was bad to Harry just because she was not a part of the wizarding world. Like when she was really young, her sister got the letter from Hogwarts, while Petunia didn't. Her sister was the one more loved, while she wasn't. Although there was a lot of motherly instinct in her, she, you know, couldn't really do it to Harry because there was a lot of hate for her mother. Although she wanted to.
Because she had syphilis.
That was so random. And why syphilis?
Because gonorrhea is very bad.
Sheesh, what? What are you even saying? Alright guys, I hope you enjoyed today's podcast. We are really sorry we couldn't upload last week because of course I was out, he was busy, things like that. Be sure to check out all the other episodes if you haven't heard them, because we had some really nice episodes in the past as well. Keep listening.
And do leave your comments, do leave your opinions, suggestions, anything that will help us make our podcast better and more likable for you. And do follow us on Instagram @Rushil_Mullick, RUSHIL_MULLICK, and @ScrambledJazz. We will be back with another episode next week, so wait for that.
Until then, okay, bye!